From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera.
I took my troubles down the Baton Rouge. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She got a man down in 34 and 5, selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
When the Clovers put this song on the charts in 1959, they were trading on an ancient idea. The concept of a love potion, a magical formula to guarantee romantic bliss, is so appealing that it's been around since, well, probably forever. And it's always been a popular subject for music. For example, there's this medieval version of Love Potion No. 9. It's an age-old musical take on the story of Tristan and Isolde from a drama that might be seen as an early ancestor of tragic opera. Speaking of tragic opera, the legendary lovers Tristan and Isolde and their fateful encounter with a love potion are part of the same story and the same irresistible idea that inspired Wagner's great music drama, Tristan und Isolde. Now, as attractive as the notion of a love potion might be, it often doesn't work out so well. In Wagner's opera, one of the lovers winds up dead, leaving the other demented. In the medieval version of the story, they both die. Maybe passion isn't all it's cracked up to be. I mean, even that old Clover song we started out with is hardly a barrel of laughs. Still, there is one musical love potion story that takes a brighter turn. It's nowhere near as intense as the Tristan saga, but it may be more realistic. It's told in today's opera, The Elixir of Love by Gaetano Donizetti. And while it's true that the opera's potion is pretty much a dud, the story has plenty of love. And that's what wins out in the end, teaching us some of life's lessons in the process. This time on World of Opera, Donizetti's L'Elisir d'Amore, The Elixir of Love, comes to us from one of the world's most glamorous operatic venues, the Bastille Opera in Paris. The stars are tenor Roberto Alagna and soprano Alexandra Korzak as Nemorino and Adina, the would-be lovers, and baritone Ambrogio Maestri as Dr. Dulcamara, the shady salesman whose elixir gets the story rolling.